Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I am continuing my very interesting guest series, and I'm all over the place. It's all financially related, though, because this is a financial show. Today in the studio, we have Dr. Laura Yard. Now, you're going to find out real quick why this is financially related, because her profession, she operates the Port Orange Center for Anti-Aging Medicine. And there's an old saying that if you don't make time for your health, you're going to have to make time for being sick. And being sick can be very expensive and, of course, affect your finances. So there's the tie-in. And the website is portorangeantiagingmedicine.com. And the telephone number is 322-3505. I'll be giving that information out to you a little bit more. So welcome, Dr. Laura Yard. There you are. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here. And you're not calling in. We get to interact in person, which is always better.
Yeah, this is
so
neat.
Okay, the listeners want to know, what in the world, because everybody's heard so many different things about what does anti-aging mean? Is you going to hang me upside down and tickle me with a feather and I'm going to get younger? I mean, what is anti-aging all about?
Well, first, it's not just about Botox injections. So let's just clear the air with that. Anti-aging medicine is really about preventative health and slowing down the aging process. And again, it's about getting older gracefully and in a more healthy way so that you spend your latter years enjoying your time instead of ending up in a ALF or just in a health that's deteriorating.
Because all of us, everybody, you know, works, because we're all working toward accumulating and then being able to retire someday and live this golden time, the golden years. But then, of course, I have seen it in my own personal practice doing the financial work. I've seen people do that, and then they retire, and then because of maybe not taking care of themselves or some ailment strikes, they're not able to enjoy those golden years.
Well, you know, a lot of anti-aging medicine is about oxidative stress, and I don't know if you've heard about that, but it's really something that is being linked to almost 200 diseases now, including Alzheimer's. And it's projected that we're going to see probably about 70% of the American public affected by Alzheimer's, which is really frightening. And when we talk about oxidative stress, it is really due to not only just breathing in oxygen, but it's because of chemical exposure, poor nutrition. Our food supply is absolutely horrible. And I tell most of my patients a peach from 1950 is equivalent to 20 to 30 peaches today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And then we're talking about cosmetics. We're talking about plastics. We're talking about pollution. It sounds like doomsday, but the good news is there's something we can do about it. But they found that with this type of environment, it produces a lot of free radicals. And that just means that these are, it's almost like Pac-Man that attack your cells.
That's a good analogy.
And then it, you know, just goes ahead and eats up the interior of the cell, destroys it. And this is what leads to aging. And now we believe hypertension, cardiovascular disease, stroke, Alzheimer's.
No, those are good.
No, and I could just go on and on and on. There's extensive research on oxidative stress. And actually, the website I recommend is www.pubmed.gov, which is an NIH website.
So I'm hearing you say, Dr. Yard, is that with the environment we're in, both the atmosphere, the external environment, and then of course the foods that we eat and the things that we're exposed to, these things are having a potentially accelerated impact on the decline of our health.
Exactly. Not only is hypertension and stroke and cardiovascular disease and diabetes part of aging, but it's also being accelerated because of oxidative stress. And we're seeing people aging poorly. And my belief is that pharmaceutical drugs are not the answer, simply because they cause chemical reactions, but they do not address the underlying problem.
So kind of treating the symptom, so
to
speak?
It's treating the symptoms, but it's not actually taking care of the problem and getting to the root cause.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Dr. Yard, and we'll come back, ladies and gentlemen, talk about some of these root causes and how to deal with them. Dr. Laura Yard is in our studio, Port Orange Center for Anti-Aging Medicine. Your health is your money. Your health is your wealth. PortOrangeAntiAgingMedicine.com, 322-3505. Stay right there. We'll be back in a short break.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back, and we're talking about, well, living as long and as well as we can with Dr. Laura Yard, the Port Orange Center for Anti-Aging Medicine, 322-3505, portorangeantiagingmedicine.com. So we've got this environment.
Correct.
We've got the food, the peach that is not as good as the peach from 1950. What can people do? Because I think the thing that people always want to hear is, okay, I hear there's a problem. Yeah, I know that. We've all read the studies. We've all heard the reports. We know that it's not necessarily the most healthy environment. We work hard to try to eat organics and try to be better food choices, but everybody's so busy and everybody doesn't always have the time or doesn't always make the time. What can they do? I mean, I know that they need to eat healthy and they need to make smart food choices. They need to exercise. They drink plenty of water. Everybody knows that they should do that. And whether they do or not is another question.
Right.
But what can a practice like yours do for somebody to help them with the aging process?
One of the things is that as people age, their sex hormones drop. And sex hormones are not just related to sexual function. You have receptors throughout your body for sex hormones. And I'm talking about testosterone, progesterone, estradiol. Obviously, for men, it's primarily testosterone. For women, it's primarily estrogen. Those hormones, as they drop as you age, are related to an increase in, again, hypertension, diabetes, dementia, stroke. So one of the things you can do is go on bioidentical hormone replacement.
Bioidentical.
And that's the key, not synthetic.
So this is matching it up to your actual body?
Absolutely. Based on lab results, then you have the hormones compounded by a specific pharmacy for you.
So it's tailored medicine.
Absolutely. It's individualized medicine, but I want to make it very, very clear. When you're talking about synthetic hormones, synthetic testosterone, synthetic estrogen, you are actually putting people at risk for a stroke and heart attack and hypertension.
Because we've all heard, us lay people,
yes.
Dr. Yard, us lay people have all heard of the negative consequences that doctors and other health professionals preach about with regard to testosterone, especially for men.
Right.
There's very bad side effects or consequences of staying on them for a long time. Is it different?
Exactly. Bioidentical is totally different. And
really?
I always want to make people understand the difference between synthetic and bioidentical. Bioidentical is formulated for your body to react to it as if it were making it. So it's not dangerous. It's actually protective. And when I generalize for men and women, it's protective against stroke, heart attack, dementia. I could go on and on. It's also very, very good for fatigue. It protects against weight gain. It has many wonderful benefits.
Yeah, because one of the side effects, especially in men, for lower testosterone is you have that interplay with cortisol, and boy, that can really mess you up.
Well, and also there are other hormones that are also related. A lot of bioidentical hormone therapy is really endocrinology. You're trying to balance
the
hormones
system,
because the thyroid gland is also very important in all of this. But when I talk about bioidentical hormone replacement, we're usually talking about the testosterone in men, progesterone and estrogen or estradiol in women. Synthetic estrogen is 200 times more potent than bioidentical estrogen or estradiol. So that's very, very important. And your body's not equipped to handle that kind of estrogen.
No wonder there's such severe side effects.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so the genetic or tailored to your body, hormone replacement or augmentation, that's one aspect.
Exactly. It's one aspect.
Okay.
The other thing is absolutely supplementation. And for a long time, I used many, many supplements, and now I've simplified them. One is vitamin D3, because 93% of Americans are vitamin D deficient.
Yeah.
And I use vitamin D3 and D interchangeably, because vitamin D is D2 and D3. D3 is what we get from fatty fish and from the sun, but we're not in the sun. And also, because of obesity, a lot of vitamin D is being stored in fat, so it's not available to your body. And that's why so many Americans have a deficiency. Why is it important to replace? It actually, according to the National Cancer Institute, actually kills cancer cells. And this is all documented. This can all be researched. But it, especially with colon cancer, prostate cancer, and breast cancer, boosts the immune system. It decreases hypertension, kidney disease, cardiovascular disease. It also helps with type 1 diabetes, all other autoimmune diseases such
as... It's amazing something is one vitamin can have such a pervasive impact. And you're so right about the lack of exposure. When we do go in the sun, what is our conventional thinking? We get all lathered up with 100 SPF, right?
Exactly. And also, if you want to get enough vitamin D every day, you've got to stand outside naked for probably 15 to 30 minutes. I don't think that's an option.
Yeah, I think we might cause some problems if we start recommending that.
I think there would be a 911 call in there someplace.
Well, what's a smart call instead of 911 is Dr. Laura Yard, 322-3505, Port Orange Center for Anti-Aging Medicine, portorangeantiagingmedicine.com. Another quick break and we'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, and we're joined by Dr. Laura Yard in the studio, and I have to confess that on the break, I'm asking Dr. Yard about my vitamin supplementation. I said, I'm so proud. I have all these vitamins that I usually take, but I'm going to get a little better at it because of your stressing about the vitamin D especially. But you shared with me on the break that we don't really need to take a whole billion different vitamins. What are some of the essentials? Vitamin D is one.
Vitamin D and the... Our government recommends 400 international units a day. It's not enough.
A couple thousand, maybe?
No, I would say between 5,000 and 10,000 international units a day, because that's what we need to get to the levels that are tested in the blood.
Wow.
That let us know that adequate
So you can
amount.
Do blood, the doctor can do oh, blood absolutely. Testing to see if you've got your vitamin D levels high enough.
Absolutely, okay. And that's one of the things I check. In addition, vitamin D or a deficiency has also been linked to fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue.
Which is affects so many people and is such a frustrating thing because the treatment and or the cause, it's very obscure.
It's obscure. There's definitely a viral component, yeah. But again, vitamin D3 is one of the things that boosts your immune system. So if you have any immune-related disease, even if it's AIDS or, you know, MS, and I could go on and on, vitamin D3 is your friend
for life. Can you do it, overdo it?
It's very hard to get vitamin D3 toxicity.
Does it go out of your system pretty quickly?
It does, and it's about, you know, if you are taking a 40,000 international units for a long period of time, the worst that happens is you might have some discomfort in your legs and very, very minimal side effects that go away very quickly.
Okay.
So toxicity is very, very rare.
That's good to know. Okay, yeah. So vitamin D, I got that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to start taking it again.
Okay, it's an awesome, awesome
All right,
vitamin.
And so what else? Are there any others that are essential?
There is. There is something called Protandim, and this is something that really became available in 2009. It was formulated by Dr. Joe McCord at Duke University. That's where his research began. He's now at the University of Colorado. He is a molecular biologist. His research started in 1968 with a discovery of something called superoxide dismutase. And what it is it's a antioxidant. But what's important about it is that Protandim is called an NRF2 activator. And what it does is it upregulates or increases the DNA in our cells to make a lot of antioxidant enzymes. And it also upregulates or increases our DNA that are survival genes that are protective against specifically colon cancer, cardiovascular disease, and Alzheimer's. There are 12 peer-reviewed journal articles that you can look at that actually talk about Protandim and the many uses that it has, and it's, again, PubMed.gov, which is, once again, an NIH website. It's a government website.
So this is is it something that you take orally?
It's one supplement a day.
Okay.
And it has phenomenal research behind it. It has 4 patents right now. I have seen, let me just give you, I can give you some examples.
That'd
of what
be great.
It's done. I was introduced to it by a physician in Jacksonville. She's an anesthesiologist, and that's actually my background. She was on Protandim for 1 year. After 6 months, she was off both blood pressure medications.
Mm.
After 8 months, her neck pain went away. She had had 2 cervical fusions and had multiple herniations still in her neck, was pain-free, and had not been pain-free since 1993.
Wow.
It gets better. Her son, who's now in college, had Tourette's syndrome, still does, was on 3 medications. After being on Protandim, was off all medications for Tourette's. Lastly, well, actually, this isn't the last story or testimonial, but her son had ADHD, her other son, and his medications were cut in half once he started Protandim. Now, if anybody's saying, is there a placebo effect, I don't think you can say that, because she put her dog on it. And her dog was about 15 years old and had elevated liver enzymes for years. The veterinarians never could not figure out why, couldn't do anything about it, put her dog on the Protandim, and the liver enzymes normalized.
Okay, now that's pretty funny.
The dog didn't know it was a placebo. So,
did you hide it in a little dog food?
I don't know what he did. You know, I'm thinking peanut butter. I'm not sure.
That's funny.
What I do. But that, you know, this is just, it's so amazing what this does. And again, it's oxidative stress is now linked to at least 200 diseases.
A lot of bad stuff.
And again, I tell everybody, we are looking at an increase in Alzheimer's so that 70% of the population will be affected.
And of course, a lot of that is due to the longevity, even despite our environment.
Exactly.
And despite the food sources maybe not being what they would otherwise be 50 years ago or earlier. You know, a cow today versus a cow 100 years ago, I know the difference is enormous.
It's huge.
But despite that, with our medical system and the things that we are trying to do right, people are living longer. You know, you got the lady that lived is now 116 years old. So, but the quality of life is important. And you're going to see, of course, more Alzheimer's because of that longer life coming into play.
You know, and people, I tell my patients, you know, you are going to have to function longer probably in this environment because of the economy. And that's just...
You got to be on your game.
You've got to be on your game. And if you're not on your game, you're not going to be able to provide for yourself. And not only that, being unhealthy, as you said...
It's expensive.
It's very expensive. And then when you look at ALFs and nursing homes, it's exorbitant.
All right. So it's expensive.
It's expensive.
One more quick break. Dr. Laura Yard, Port Orange Center for Anti-Aging Medicine, portorangeantiagingmedicine.com, 322-3505. Hold on right there. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Dr. Laura Yard, who is in the studio with us, talking with us about aging and how to live longer and live well. And, you know, we've talked about the supplementation. We've talked about the bio...
Identical
hormone treatment. I'm not going to try to mess that up. And so I know our listeners are saying, okay, so, well, what do you do? Do you counsel people? Do you guide them on some of these things? How does it work?
Well, there are several ways. One thing that I always do is a full medical history.
Wow.
And examination. And I go through symptoms, and then we draw labs. And then I'm able to better assess what is needed for that person. And again, it has to be individualized.
Oh, of course.
You can't just give the same amount of something to everybody that walks through the door. The other thing that I do that we had not discussed is called HCG. And it's used for weight loss. It's based on research that goes back to the 1950s by Dr. Simeon. And what it is, it's HCG is what women produce when they are pregnant, and he found that that also caused women to, or people to, burn fat, deep fat, quickly. It's a restrictive diet with HCG, but because deep fat is being burned, it's not a starvation diet, but it needs to be medically supervised, and I mean medically supervised on a weekly basis. I see my patients on a weekly basis when they're on this diet, and they learn how to eat better, and it also many times results in a decrease in blood pressure, decrease in, you know, their diabetic medication.
Cholesterol.
And again, all the supplements do the same thing. We start seeing a decrease.
So these things work together.
They work together in a synergistic way so that people really don't need the pharmaceutical medications that they had been taking prior to starting these things, like bioidentical hormone therapy, supplementation, and sometimes the HCG weight loss.
You know, one of the things that really strikes me is how remarkable the human body is. If we'll just get out of our own way and give it the things it needs, the things it wants.
The tools,
eating right. I like the Paleolithic, the paleo diet, and where, you know, you do eating healthy, and it makes an incredible difference.
Oh, yeah.
And the supplementation, I'm sure, takes even further.
Well, our bodies were designed to heal themselves given the right tools. It's that simple.
Oh, and by the way, you need a little sleep too, right?
Oh, sleep helps. Absolutely.
Your office is located, you're in Port Orange, and so what would somebody expect? They call 322-3505, PortOrangeAntiAgingMedicine.com. They call up, they'll meet with you?
Yes.
Okay. Talk with you about what their situation is. You can guide them and give them some direction.
Yes.
Very
absolutely.
Good. Very good. You see the flashing light behind means we're out of time.
I see that. It went so fast.
It did. All right. Thank you for being in the studio with us, Dr. Lahr.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.